email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Simon Delaney has joined me in studio. How are you doing, Simon?
I'm great, Ray, and yourself?
You are our last guest.
Am
before
I?
We go to level 5 in studio.
Oh, Lord, right.
Yeah. Because we've been told that only essential people can come in, like politicians and medical people.
Do I get a prize for that?
We'll give you a mug.
Lovely, lovely. I'm in. Right, I'll stay so.
Simon's here because he's the ambassador for Sport Ireland's Your Personal Best Month, which is going on for the month of November.
Yeah,
and they picked you. Why?
Well, the campaign is kind of aimed at gentlemen of my age. So I had a big birthday last month. It was the 20th anniversary of my 30th, which is the kindest way I can say it. So I called, this is before I heard of the campaign or I was made aware of the campaign. And I was sort of sitting there and I was thinking, now I played a lot of sport back in the day, played me football, played a lot of golf. But over the last kind of 10 years in particular, I kind of become very inactive, you know, busy as a dad with 4 kids in the house, but not exercising. And I decided on the week of my 50th, right, off we go. Now, I was never a gym bunny, so I was never going to do workouts and all that kind of stuff. So I just stuck the headphones in and went out for a walk. And there's a lovely kind of ring road around where I live, and it's a 5.6K walk.
Right.
So I started doing that walk every day, and I've done that for the last 6 weeks. And then I was made aware of this campaign, and it fits because Sport Ireland are kind of aiming it at men over 45 to do 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. Not 7 days a week, 5 days a week. Because statistically and demographically, we're useless at doing that sort of stuff. We're not very self-motivated.
Yeah.
But we also put a lot of excuses up front. It's raining, I'm not going out. So the idea of the campaign is to ditch the excuses and take it at your own speed. Walking, cycling, whatever it is you want to do. On the Sport Ireland website, they have loads of tips, tricks, little videos, home exercises if you want to do that and don't want to go out if it is lash and rain. But just to sort of, the main thing about the community, there's an online community there of people who are like-minded spirits who are going to try and help you. And the key message is that they're going to help you change little things now that will make a big difference in a few years' time.
Right.
Because, might I say, we're of an age now where things are going to start happening. So we need to look out for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's not exclusively for men. They're not saying it's only for men, the campaign.
Bring but the I'm family. Just looking at the stats there.
I know, they're frightening.
73%, that's just on three quarters of men aged between 44 and 55 do not engage in the recommended 150 minutes of exercise per week. And that's the 5 days, 30 minutes
a day. And I'm talking about going for a walk, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. Now, I've done it every day. I've lost 7 kilos in 6 weeks.
Have you?
Yeah, just over a stone.
I'm always interested to know how it makes you feel.
I'll be honest with you, and I'm not on message here. You know, I'm sleeping better.
Yeah.
My mind is definitely a clearer place. And I just feel there's a sense of achievement as well. I know I'm looking at it on the in terms of the weighing scales, but just in terms of my mental health, because it's been an obnoxious year for everybody for various reasons. And I just found that at 9:30 in the morning when the kids were dropped at the school, I was either going to sit and watch Homes Under the Hammer or I could go out for a walk.
Right.
And I went out for a walk. I picked my favourite podcast and off I went.
Yeah.
And I did 2.5K the first day and I felt like I'd walked up Crowpatrick. I was shattered. And then I did 3K. And now I'm up to this one circular walk that I'm doing within the 5K limit, which is great. So it's all within COVID regulations. I'm doing 5.6K a day out and back. And it takes me just under an hour. And I'm sleeping better. I feel better. And I can recommend it higher.
Just talking to your mates and looking around you, why do you think men are so bad? Men of that age are so bad at getting out to exercise?
I don't know whether we're so bad. I just think we find it hard to A, motivate ourselves.
Yeah.
And B, there's always a route out. There's always a way out of it. There's always an excuse.
They did a survey. This is the best one ever.
Yeah.
So one guy said he didn't want to go exercising because he didn't want to increase the laundry for his wife. He didn't want to build up a sweat. No,
he's very considerate. He's a very considerate man, but he's out of shape. He needs to go out for a walk. I mean, it's only an episode of something that you're going to be missing.
Yeah.
You know, and this thing about, you know, I don't really have the time. So I can't go out for a walk now. I wouldn't have time to get the dinner on or pick the kids up. Make the time.
Yeah.
Make the time. And I'm, you know, I am the target audience here.
You, like, we interviewed you this time last year.
Yeah.
And you were out the door. I remember that day, I think you had 3 or 4 different engagements on. Did you? Yeah, like yeah, and you yeah. were going to a meeting about a panto
yeah,
and you just presented some award ceremony.
That's
and you were
right,
into
that
us.
Morning, yeah, yeah, the RSA Awards. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was in panto rehearsals, but that's, I came to you in the meantime.
Yes, yeah, yeah. yeah.
To do the new RTE driving series thing. We were
so doing. It's not like that this year?
It's no, it hasn't been. I mean, luckily, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but luckily I was called essential back in March when the first lockdown happened, right. So I'm able to still go to work.
Yes,
which and is... And do Ireland AM,
yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is great. So I very quickly had to come up with a plan, like everybody else. What am I going to do now? You know, the homeschool and the four kids in the house. So I started looking at the self-created kind of work. So I've been doing a lot of writing this year. I have two writing partners in LA. We've written a couple of scripts, one of which has got a little bit of traction. It's in development in the States. And I've also written my first novel, which I'm now re-editing and rewriting. So I made use of the time. I'm not a kind of person, as you well know, who will sit still until 8 o'clock at night. And I get the packet of biscuits out. And then I'm done for the night. But that's where this has changed that.
Yeah. So your first novel?
Yeah. Yeah, I decided on
what,
date.
What genre?
Well, it's kind of crime fiction, really, Ray. I decided on day three of lockdown that I needed to do so. I needed another project. So I started writing it and I finished it 6 weeks later, 130,000 words.
And was this something you always wanted to do?
I don't know. I presume so. I mean,
in your head? Like, was it?
Yeah, the idea, seed of an idea was there. It was a treatment for a movie script that I wrote about 10 years ago. And I was actually looking for something on an old hard drive to do with something else. And I found this one-page document. Right. I went, I almost write that. So I started writing it out as a feature script, but then I said, this is too big. So I did a lot of research and then it became a novel. Now, I haven't got a publishing deal.
No.
It's with my publishers who did my cookbook 3 years ago in Scotland. But I've sent it to a couple of trusted friends who I know are avid readers and avid readers of that genre. Right? Yeah. And they liked it. None of them said it was crap. So that's, you know, so now I'm in the process, I should say, as one person said, writing is rewriting. So it's rewriting it, trimming it, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully it'll
come out. That's very exciting.
Well, if it doesn't come out, at least I have it. I have the manuscript at home. I've written it. It's done.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
And you're also writing screenplays, is it?
Yeah, well, that's something I've been doing for about 5 years now. I met two pals of mine when I was out in LA doing a movie, which actually ended up never happening. I was cast in a movie, went out to meet the producers, and the finance never happened. But I met two of the producers. We became good pals, and we sat in Cat's Diner in LA one night. I said, well, you know, we should write something ourselves. And we've now written four TV kind of pilots, one drama and three comedies. And the drama has been picked up by an agency in LA, and it's now in development.
Right.
Whatever that means. So that's a little bit of traction on that. But yeah, I had to find something else to do, apart from going to work, because I was still going to work. But the likes of the live theatre, I've lost quite a bit of work, yeah, like most of my
panto,
friends have.
Obviously.
Well, panto, we still don't know what's happening.
But there isn't going to be panto, is there?
Well, I don't know. We haven't heard official word. Like, there might be a panto, but it won't be a panto as you and I know it.
Yeah.
There won't be 1,400 people in the audience. You know what I mean? I don't know, to be honest. But the industry... That industry, my industry, is in tatters. You know, I have friends, not just actors, stage managers, lighting guys, sound guys, who haven't worked since the 15th of March. Yeah. And the terrifying thing is they have no idea when they go back to work. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
They need help and they need support. I know that the government have put funding aside. That's a great start. They're going to need a lot more than that, you know. 35,000 people are directly employed by theatres and live venues in this country, and they're not at work.
The longer this goes on, it's difficult to see, as you say, 1,400 people in a venue.
Well, this is it, yes. Someone said to me earlier on, like, you know, even when the doors reopen, how will the public feel about going back into a venue?
Yeah.
With 2,000 people or 1,400 people? I don't think that'll be a problem. There might be a small minority of people who might go, God, maybe not for me, but then they can go and wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, just the ideas of taking the vaccine, whipping the mask off and running back into the Three Arena, it's not going to happen like that.
No, it's going to be more gradual.
Absolutely.
So four boys at home.
Four boys, yeah. And one of which I drag on my walk with me, which is brilliant.
Right, what age is he?
He's 12. Oh, right. I came home from work last Saturday after an Ireland AM and I said, I'm going out for a walk. And I said, do you want to come? He said, yeah, why not? And we went out and we walked and talked for an hour and it was great.
Brilliant.
It was great. And like, it's strange the way learned behaviour changes, Ray. You know, remember the ad was on a while ago where the young fella's watching the dad eating the crisps on the couch and then the kids... So that stuck with me as well, because the first time I went out for a walk, my kids said, You're going out for a walk?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
No, but then I laughed. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going out for a walk. Why?
You?
Whereas last Tuesday or Wednesday week, I put my coat on and he said to me, are you going out for your walk, Dad?
Yeah.
So now it's...
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Now they
yeah.
don't look at me as your man eating hula hoops every 2 hours.
Isn't that brilliant? Because are you getting healthier, but you're been a role model for your children.
Well, that's it. Look, look, it's all about looking after each other and the men of the country. And listen, apart from anything else, Ray, and God knows you've covered it on your show over the last couple of months, you know, yes, you'll see the benefit on the weighing scales and yes, you'll sleep better. But it's for your headspace. Your headspace. I'm telling you now, go out and lose yourself in a podcast or just put your favourite album on and walk for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes. That's not even a full episode.
It'll surprise you how good you feel after.
Oh, my God. You'll never regret doing it.
No.
Never.
No. So the eldest is 12, is it?
14.
14.
14, 12, 8 and 4. Strange names for the kids, but they get used to it. Yeah, 14 to 4.
Yeah.
Great crack. That homeschooling was great crack.
Yeah,
wasn't it, Ray?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I loved that.
Simultaneous equations.
Oh, jeez, magic. Yeah. Christ. What's the Irish for? No, I was out. God, yes, left the kitchen.
Adding ratios. That's one that I'd never did at school, but I was asked to do it recently.
Yeah, no.
And I'm getting really annoyed myself because, I sort of fancy myself as good at maths and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, every child thinks their dad's the most clever person in the world until you ask them what the capital of Peru is and you go, pardon? Give us the first letter. You know what I mean?
Let's look that up for you.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, hang on. Google. Yeah. That was a joy. Yeah, but this time it's a little bit better because obviously the schools are still open. But they've had it rough this year.
The kids have had it rough.
You know,
we had
a communion in the house supposedly in May, which was cancelled. It was due to happen last week and it's gone again. So my heart breaks for him because he had his little suit on him and he was all dressed.
And you would have been dipping into those funds.
Oh, well, it's 20%.
20%. Right.
My outfit, God be good to him, still has my communion money in old white fivers.
Right, so we're going to talk about this again. So they can go to Sport Ireland's website.
Sportireland.ie.
Yes, and it's your personal best month. Yeah. And it's to get those 73% of men who don't exercise 150 minutes a week to get
five
up off
days
their
a week.
Arses.
Go
get
up off their
the couch.
Yeah. 5 days a week for 30 minutes. Go out and have a game of golf, if you can.
Yeah.
Anything within the social parameters. Just do a walk 5 times a week, 30 minutes a day.
And this is, if you can do it, Simon.
100% right, and I've no problem sitting here and saying that.
Yeah,
because 6 months ago I'd have laughed at you.
Yeah,
but I'm now up to 6k a day, and I'm down over half stone.
Right, great to see you. That's Simon.
You too, pal.
There.
Look after yourself.
Yeah, and you too. Now, Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.